What they took. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal magistrate has released the search warrants and property receipt from the raid on former President Trump's home.
A search warrant granted by a federal magistrate judge gave the FBI authority to conduct that search before August 19th and during daytime hours in areas of the residence that included storage rooms. A property receipt obtained by Fox News shows agents took approximately 20 boxes from Mar-a-Lago, including a set of documents marked as top secret sensitive information. In a statement, former President Trump says it was all declassified and the FBI could have had it without playing politics and breaking into Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Jared Halperin not made public the FBI's affidavit presented to the court in requesting the search warrant. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee demanding transparency, calling for its release. On a straight party line vote, the House has passed the spending bill, which Democrats dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act. Speaker Pelosi giving credit to the president.
Hail to the chief, to Joe Biden. He, just his leadership, his vision, his inspiration made today possible. Thank you, Mr. President.
President Biden plans to sign the bill into law next week when he returns from vacation. A spokesman for author Salman Rushdie says he is on a ventilator and will likely lose an eye, the result of a stabbing attack Friday during a speaking engagement in Chautauqua, New York. In early 1989, the Ayatollah Khomeini had issued a fatwa ordering Muslims to try and kill Rushdie over his book, The Satanic Verses. Idaho's state Supreme Court has ruled that several different state laws banning abortion will stay in effect while court cases over them continue. Idaho's near total ban on abortion was triggered by the Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned Roe v. Wade. Wall Street Friday, the Dow gained 424 points, NASDAQ up 267. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another major religious denomination says it's facing a federal probe of sexual abuse by some of its leaders.
The Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention says the Justice Department is investigating several of the denomination's entities. Explaining in a statement, leaders will cooperate, adding, "While we continue to grieve and lament past mistakes related to sexual abuse, current leaders across the SBC have demonstrated a firm conviction to address those issues of the past and are implementing measures to ensure they are never repeated in the future." The firm working to make changes after releasing the details of an independent investigation earlier this year that found denominational leaders mishandled sex abuse claims and mistreated victims. The Justice Department has yet to comment. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A federal judge has reinstated a moratorium on coal leasing on federal lands imposed under former President Obama, scuttled under former President Trump. The ruling requires the government to complete a new environmental review of the leasing program before coal sales can resume. America sizzled through some hot nights last month. Federal meteorologists say the lower 48 states set a record in July for overnight temperatures, averaging 63.6 degrees, the highest in 128 years of record keeping. A Texas man may have earned a ticket to prison by flying a drone.
42-year-old Bryant Leray Henderson was arrested at his home in Smithville after allegedly flying a drone in airspace over a prison. prison in Fort Worth. This drone crashing into a secure fence and yard was full of contraband. 46 grams of crystal meth, 87 grams of pressed THC, two smartphones, and nine MP3 players, all strapped to this drone. It was caught when its license plate showed up on security footage at a nearby high school. Henderson is now charged with attempting to provide contraband in prison and possession with intent to distribute, among other things. If convicted, he faces up to 45 years in prison. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.